When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, let's talk to our next guest, Jaws, every Tuesday at this time. We love talking to Jaws when the Eagles, Jaws, are on a 5-game winning streak. How beautiful is that?
Joe, we're on a roll, and John, I've been to that series in Camp Hill, so hey, it's a good story.
It sure is. Find anything you want.
It might be might be a third of the size that it used to be, but that's okay.
Yeah, they're scaling down.
Yeah, they sure are.
Anyway, yes, the Eagles are playing darn good football right now, and it'll be a good test on Thursday night. I'm excited about this matchup.
For sure. So, Jaws, I know much like John, you were, as a player, wired to handle the next game. You know me as a talk show host, and a lot of us as fans, we like to look ahead and try to assess big picture what we have, and we're trying to figure out today, do we have a legit Super Bowl contender? What's your answer to that question?
I would be leaning yes right now. I'm not there, but I think we've all seen really good things and an improvement every single week. I love the way the defense is playing right now. I expected our offense to be dynamic. I really did going into the season. You know, it was a veteran group, everybody back pretty much. You know, Saquon Barkley addition. I thought the offense would really carry this football team. But the defense, to me, has gotten better every single week. And I think as Vic Fangio has begun to understand the talents and maybe even some limitations of some of the players, defense has gotten better every week. This will be a good test this week. Washington has a balanced offense. They got a quarterback that, for a rookie, is playing at an unbelievable level. So this will be a good test for the defense this week.
What holds you back, Jaws, from saying a definitive yes? I hear you lean yes, but you're kind of hesitant. What holds you back from being more, with more conviction?
The level of competition. You look at some of the better teams right now. We haven't faced them. The NFC East is just a mess right now. I mean, the Giants are a joke. The Cowboys are a flat-out terrible football team right now. And they won't compete with us for 3 years right now after watching that game on Sunday. That's how bad they are. They got quarterbacks that couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. Mm-hmm. It is just a horrible display of offensive football. So I just think, right, from the Eagles' standpoint, it's a level of competition. I want to see us get up against a good team. Tampa, who is not playing well right now, they're playing well, not winning, handled us pretty well. Those are the games that kind of concern me. When you got good competition, you didn't handle it well. So this will be a good test.
So it looked like in our last game, Jaws, Jalen played so much better toward the end of the second quarter, the second half, because the protection was better. What made the protection so much better? What made Jalen so much more comfortable when things were smooth sailing in our last outing?
John, I actually thought for the most part protection was good early in the game. Jalen was kind of in a funk early in the game. I went through that tape. Mm-hmm. He had some receivers open. He wasn't pulling the trigger. Now, I don't know. You hear all these complaints about the lights and the sunset and all the other stuff. I'm not there, so I really don't know. But it just appeared to me he wasn't seeing the field with clarity and was holding on to the football. Then once he worked his way through it, he was fine and played terrific after that. But he was just in a real funk early in the game.
Wow. Interesting.
I mean, 5 sacks in a half.
The pocket presence sort of reverted, Jaws. Does that cause for worry for you when you see he kind of looked like he was less aware this week than previous weeks?
Yeah, I was concerned watching the game, but after I went to the tape of it, I wasn't that concerned about it. But it was just really, really funky, really bizarre that he wasn't pulling the trigger like he normally does. And, the pass rush then got to him, and then he had to scramble.
Yeah.
But 5 sacks with this offensive line is unacceptable. It wasn't their fault. That's what I'm trying to get to.
So this week, moving forward, the fast week, what do you worry the most about knowing the schedule is going to be so abbreviated?
Well, as a former player, John, these Thursday games suck. They really do.
They really do.
Come off a tough physical game, travel back from Dallas, a short week. Tremendous pressure on coaches and the coaching staff and the scouting department to break the team down with basically 3 less days of preparation. Then to condense it, because coaches have a tendency to overcoach and put too much new in every single week, and they want to be geniuses and manufacture great plays. This is one of those weeks where just stick to the basics. Do what we do well. Don't try to find all these gimmicks and gadgets to attack the Washington defense. So I think there's a lot that goes into it. And there's all, you know, it's always bizarre games on Thursday night because it's a short week.
I'm going to assume that they're just going to walk through wearing baseball caps and shorts all week. Can you really get ready just walking through? At this stage of the year, are they capable of doing that?
You know, basically under the collective bargaining rules, you know, you really don't have pads on anymore at practice. You know, you're limited to what you do anyway. So it'll be one of those, you know, hold up the cards and let's see what the Washington Commanders are going to run and to walk through them. So just get a feel, get mentally prepared more than physically prepared.
It really is patty cake. Patty cake our way to
exactly.
a win.
There's no way you can play Sunday at a 4 o'clock game and come back and put pads on Tuesday in practice. It's not fair. Your body can't recover quick enough.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles, let me ask you about the defense here for a moment. I believe, although if I'm wrong, I apologize, I think on Sunday postgame you said Zach Bond, defensive MVP this year. Did you say that, and is that how you would feel compared to Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen Carter? How do you assess who's been the best defender this year?
He's been absolutely amazing. In fact, you know, I think we started talking about Zach Bond like week three, Joe, when I was on, with you guys on the show. I mean, this was a tremendous acquisition by, I'll give Howie credit because he's the GM, but one of the scouts, maybe Vic, found this guy, you know, down there in New Orleans, basically a journeyman kind of player. Also, he comes here, and I mean, the plays I watch him make week in and week out and get better every single week, he just makes plays. I mean, he can rush the quarterback. He's a great blitzer. That's what he did in New Orleans, basically rush the quarterback. But he's great in space. He got a great awareness of what play is coming at his way. I'd like to see him tackle a little bit better if I would look for a flaw, but I think for the most part, he's been absolutely phenomenal.
Charles, let me ask you another MVP-type question, and it's not team MVP, it's league MVP. So we stumbled into this topic earlier today, and I was stunned and, frankly, really disappointed. Saquon Barkley, and I know you're a quarterback, and you're on Twitter, you're CEO quarterback, that's your handle, and God bless you, but Saquon Barkley is not currently listed as one of the top 10 people for league MVP. He's behind all these quarterbacks. I mean, one of them is Justin Herbert. One of them is even Jalen, who, you know, God bless him for his improvement. But, I mean, anybody that's watched the Eagles this year knows Saquon's been better than Jalen. Like, isn't that a travesty? I mean, I can't fathom that Saquon won't be in the top three or four at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, we watch him every week. It's not even a question that he shouldn't be in the MVP mix. I mean, he's been the heartbeat of the football team. Both as a player on the field, as a leader in the locker room, he's brought every single thing you could want out of an MVP type candidate. And you're right, Jalen's having a solid year, but he in my opinion, you know, Saquon has kind of been the fuel for Jalen. In fact, if you look at where Jalen's been successful this year, it's been with a play action passing game. That's because the running game's so good. Jalen using play action is 71% complete, 10.2 yards per attempt. His quarterback rating is very, very high with the play action. And that's because you have a running game that people have to respect and worry about. So clearly, I think this offense right now runs through Saquon, and it's ridiculous that he's not getting MVP mentions.
In the grand scheme of things, Juz, Cliff Kingsbury, their offensive coordinator for Washington, or Kellen Moore, our offensive coordinator, who's having the better season?
I think probably Cliff Kingsbury. You know, Kellen has settled down, is having a really good year right now. He's stabilized the offense, and it seems to be, you know, hitting on all cylinders at the moment. But I think Cliff Kingsbury, when you look at a rookie quarterback, new coaching staff, the entire coaching staff is new, I'd have to give him the nod right now.
Wow.
Seth, Jaws, final thing. We're about to play audio set, Joyner. That's why I got confused. Jaws, final thing here. Jaden Daniels, how good is he?
I don't want to overblow what I'm going to say, but I will. He's the best rookie quarterback I have ever seen, Joe.
That's a big wow, Joss.
I've seen a lot of him. I came in this league in 1973. I've been around a long time. The guy has been absolutely phenomenal. There's, you know, his calmness, his ability to throw the ball deep, short, his anticipation. I watch his feet. He's very calm in the pocket. And he's a guy that kind of plays with a smile on his face. He's enjoying playing football. And he seems to have rallied the Washington Commanders, and where he's the guy that is their future. He's really been outstanding. His ability to extend the play, read coverage, throw accurately. I mean, it's remarkable for a rookie. I've been just blown away.
Do you sense a weakness that the Eagles can try to attack, or an area that he's average that they can try to attack?
To get him in a known passing situation and use the junk coverage, yeah. You know, I think that's where every young quarterback has a hard time at the NFL level. You know, when you force a quarterback to have to throw the football, when the play-action pass game isn't there, when you get him off schedule, they start coming with nickel coverages and dime coverages, he's not as far along as you'd like to be at that point. But that's the advantage the Eagles would have when they can start mixing up the coverage.
Josh, what do you know about this virtual reality training that he's using? And is this something that Jalen Hurts can use, has used, that other quarterbacks use around the NFL? Have you heard about it?
I've heard so much of the, I'll call it junk stuff that helps a quarterback, and if it helps, I think it's a state of mind. If you think it's helping, use it. So, hey, there's a lot of gimmicks and gadgets out there right now to help a quarterback, so I'm saying I'm all for it if it'll help you.
Sure.
Jaws, love having you on the program, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Let's get those Commanders.
You know it, if that's what we call them. Is that what we call them, the Commies, the Commanders, the Josh Harrises, whatever?
I still call them the Redskins half the time anyway. So.
All right, Jaws, stay well, buddy. Thanks, my man.
All right, guys.
There he is. Thanks, Ron Jaworski.
He's awesome.
Jaws?
I love listening to him talk about. You can see the
incredible.
Hear the enthusiasm he has for the game of
incredible.
Football.
Incredible.